Joining me here in the studio, we've got Aaron and Rabia, and we have got NPA has got an elegant French dinner. I got a nice, where'd that flyer? Oh, here it is. A very elegant flyer about this elegant French dinner and dance.
Yes, and dance.
And dance. That is very fancy. Very fancy. So, tell us about this.
I'll let Aaron start because this is my first French dinner. I'm in charge of the silent auction, but she's been there before. She's a senior, so
I'm a bit of an old hand. The NPA's Elegant French Dinner is a project that was started so that more kids from NPA could go on international trips. International trips at NPA are a very important foundation of our school. And we try to aid the community of the places that we go and experience the culture and the art that is there. And that's what the French dinner is for.
And if folks don't know what NPA stands for, it's the North Coast Preparatory and Performing Arts Academy.
Yes.
Which often gives people the idea that that's all we do, but that's really just a part of what we do, that it's an IB school, which means International Baccalaureate. And so a lot of students that come to this country from other countries end up going to NPA. The year that my daughter was a junior there, I think there were 90 students altogether in the school and close to 20 from other countries.
Wow.
So it's, you know, it's so different from my high school where we had like many, you know, maybe 5,000 students, and we had 2 foreign exchange students. So they kind of get lost in the shuffle. But this is a really excellent school academically, and our students really go on to really great universities. So it's more like a prep high school.
As it's part of the name there.
Right.
Preparatory.
Yes.
So this elegant French dinner, let's talk about that, is coming up on Saturday the 22nd at the Arcata Community Center, right across from Health Sport. And let's hear a little bit about this thing.
It's really a beautiful event, and you're going to get served by students who come from NPA, so you're going to be heavily involved with the students, and you can ask them questions about the school or about trips that they may have been on. And the food is really delicious. It is made by our French teacher, actually, who is a French chef, in fact.
Nice.
And I think this year we will have port wine pâté. Is an option for the appetizer, as well as a fennel and pear confit duo with goat cheese toast. And then for entrees, we have coq au vin, traditional coq au vin, and a light creamy stew of wild salmon, which is over puff pastry.
I'm getting hungry.
Oh, I hope so. I hope you'll come. And we'll have, everything will be served with potatoes sautéed with olive oil and herbs. And for dessert, there'll be an almond meringue pastry layered with chocolate buttercream and chocolate ganache by Ramon's Bakery and Cafe, or a lemon tart.
Wow.
So the food is always amazing, and the music is always amazing. There'll be the NBA Jazz Band as well as the NPA Chamber Orchestra in the beginning. And then who's going to be playing during the dance portion?
The Eureka Brass Band, isn't it?
Yeah, Eureka Brass. That's going to be a fan. They're always a lot of fun. And there's going to be swing dance lessons, right? Yeah.
Yes, there will be, from some of our swing dancing students.
Wow.
Which will be pretty fabulous.
Be a lot of fun. That is really going to be a lot of fun. So let's see. Now, this is a fundraiser, of course. So, you know, funds need to be raised. So it's the dinner and dance is $45. Dance only. Just $10, and that's 8 for students and seniors, right? So, not bad.
And, of course, there's the silent auction.
Ah, yes. Shh, there's a silent auction. And
but the Dutch raffle, we don't have to be quiet about that one.
We don't have to be quiet about that, no, that's right. And you don't have to be Dutch either to be part of this this raffle, which is pretty nice. So what kind of goodies are available?
Although, you know, we do have someone who has a Dutch background in the school.
Oh, there you go.
So
we got Mike the Fun Prophet, too.
If I said her name over the radio, she'd probably get embarrassed. So I won't. I'll just say that there is someone. And she's a senior. But that's all I'll say.
Okay, okay. And what kind of goodies are available at the silent auction in Dutch Raffle?
We have been scouring Humboldt County, north to south, and we were very lucky because I have a good friend who lives down in Redway, Garberville, and has connections with the Mateel Community Center. So she managed to get a couple of tickets to Reggae on the River, 2 3-day passes.
Wow.
And then there's a restaurant down in southern Humboldt called Cecil's that gave us a $200 gift certificate. So those are really special things. We've got a lovely quilt from Trinidad. I think it's from Trinidad Trading Company. Abruzzi's, of course. They're always great with giving to the community. Arcata Exchange gave us a fun bean bag that chair that they had it in a box when they gave it to me, and they said, once you open this box, you'll never get it back in again. So for the past few weeks, the box has been in the back of my car, unopened, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And
wise move.
Really lovely cutting board from Almquist Lumber.
Lots of goodies.
Carla Leopardo. You know, so many of the parents have talents. You know, they send their kids to this school because they really believe in the arts. So we've got a number of artists. Carla Leopardo has donated a mosaiced mirror. Apparently she does this every year as her tradition and her help to the school. We've got a photographer, Chantel Leatherwood, who has donated a $200 session in her studio, so a portrait session. Libation gave us 3 bottles of French wine, which is nice.
Hey, we got lots of stuff.
Pages of stuff.
Pages and pages of wonderful, wonderful things. So again, this is coming up Saturday the 22nd, Arcata Community Center. 5:30 is when the appetizers and No Host Bar open up. There's a silent auction as well. There'll be music from the MPA Jazz Band. 6:30 is when the sit-down dinner takes place. Yum. That sounds fantastic. And then from 8 to 11, it's going to be dancing.
Yeah.
Well. And at the Dutch auction, everybody wins.
There you go. So how do people get tickets?
They can get tickets. Actually, we have on our Facebook, there's an event page on Facebook and all the
for
information.
NPA? Mm-hmm.
You just type in at the search bar, Elegant French Dinner, and it should take you right to the spot.
Really?
And there's a list on the event page with pictures of all of the silent auction items we've received so far. So if you want to kind of get an idea of what, you know, you might be interested in bidding on, you can see it right there with the retail values. And the recipe, I mean, the menu. I always think recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can go to Wildberries. You can get tickets there.
Okay.
Or you can get them online at Brown Bag Tickets.
Fantastic. And thanks for bringing in the goodie. Robbie always comes with something. And today she brought this beautifully baked. What would you call it? A giant
it's
cookie?
It's called Robbia's Honey Nut Cake.
Uh-huh.
Or you could say that Robbia's a honey nut cake.
And describe
okay,
it.
Okay, so my regular customers, uh-huh. By the way, I sell this at the farm stand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with mm-hmm. Kathy Mullen, who was just on before talking
right.
about water,
mm-hmm.
Also has this farm stand over by the Three Corners Market, mm-hmm. and I sell the honey nut cake there. But the regular customers say it tastes like a Greek baklava wrapped in a Scottish shortbread.
See, I gotta love that. I gotta try that. It looks fantastic, and it has NPA and K-Hum on it, and all kinds of beautiful decorations. So I will get a picture of that and get that posted before I start eating it.
If you can wait that long.
If I can wait that long. All right. Well, Aaron.
I can always send you one on my phone. I've got it, too.
Oh, excellent.
There we go.
Aaron, Robbia, thanks for both coming in. Really
Thank
do appreciate
you.
That.
Thank you.
And good luck with the dinner again that is coming up on Saturday, March 22nd, Arcata Community Center.